I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Oracle Team USA comes back to win the America's Cup, making our expert look a little bit foolish. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Foolish experts on this show? It's hard to believe.
And he made me look foolish, too. And for that, well...
Well, you don't need any help at that.
We'll get to that. Thank you very much. After what might go down as one of the best farewell years in baseball history, Mariano Rivera has finally pitched his last strike at Yankee Stadium. So, end of an era, I guess.
End of that era, certainly, and the end of the career of probably the greatest short relief pitcher of all time.
The Yankees lost to Tampa 4-0 in that game, which still wasn't nearly as disastrous as Mariano Rivera bobblehead night earlier this week. What went wrong there?
Well, first of all, the bobbleheads didn't show up until the third inning, but the Yankees decided at first to keep the gates closed until all the bobbleheads showed up, and then they realized that it was going to be longer than they thought. So then they decided to hand them out in the third inning, but you had to get up and go to this place with a voucher to pick up your bobblehead, which means thousands of people were waiting in the aisles and the concourses of the arena to get their Mariano Rivera bobblehead doll. And, you know, it's lucky that Mariano Rivera bobblehead night did not generally become Mariano Rivera projectile night.
Mm. Cuba announced on Friday that its athletes will be allowed to sign contracts to play sports in foreign leagues. So I'm seeing this as perhaps the first step toward your longtime goal of having a Major League Baseball team in Havana.
I think that, you know, as Butch Cassidy said, you know, I've got vision, the rest of the world's wearing bifocals. I was on this a long time ago, my friend. Sooner or later, my team, the whatever you want to call them, playing in Vencedimo Sierra Maestres Memorial Stadium on the waterfront in Havana. That will become a reality. And I will let you come to a game in my owner's box.
I look forward to it as I look forward to almost nothing else. The NFL Players Association is, quote, reviewing the way the Oakland Raiders handled quarterback Terrell Pryor's concussion on Monday night. What's the concern there?
Well, he stayed in the game for two more plays, which is in violation of the agreed-upon protocol between the NFLPA and the NFL. And worse, he tweeted out, he said, "Sorry about the loss, Raider Nation. I don't remember much. Good hit by whoever it was," which seemed to indicate that he should have come out of the game right away.
The Super Bowl at the end of the current season will transpire in New Jersey, and fans of warm-weather Super Bowls have been grinding their teeth about that ever since the announcement. The management of Wembley Stadium in London is making noises about hosting a Super Bowl there someday. How do you think U.S. fans would respond to a Super Bowl overseas?
I think the whole idea of playing American football anyplace but America is a terrible idea, but I think as a one-shot, a Super Bowl in Wembley isn't a bad idea.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, 0-3 this season. They haven't ranked higher than 20th in attendance since 2009. And so, in order to try to fill the seats in their half-empty stadium, they're going to give away free beer at this week's game. How do I not say what could possibly go wrong?
Bad football team, couple of free beers before the game even starts. There's absolutely nothing wrong with this plan. I think it's brilliant marketing, and I'm not going anywhere near Jacksonville the weekend this game is being played.
Ed O'Bannon's class action lawsuit against the NCAA, Electronic Arts, and the Collegiate Licensing Company has two fewer defendants this week, Charlie. O'Bannon has agreed to settle with everybody but the NCAA, and Electronic Arts has announced that it will not produce a college football video game next year. Does it sound to you as if this suit is headed in the right direction?
I think concentrating its fire on the NCAA is a very smart move by who's ever advising Ed O'Bannon. He got what he could. EA has changed its marketing policy radically, as you pointed out. And I think leaving the NCAA alone in the crosshairs is a good move.
This week, the NCAA reduced the penalties that it had imposed on Penn State. What was the rationale for that decision?
Well, I think the stated rationale is that Penn State has made progress towards solving the problems that ended up in the Jerry Sandusky scandal. The actual reason is the NCAA had no jurisdiction over this thing at all and probably knew it and probably was terrified of what might eventually happen if it ever got into a courtroom. And certainly, I'm sure the NCAA was hearing from its member schools saying, hey, look, what gives you the right to punish something like this that, you know, justifiably belongs to the criminal courts?
All right. Quiz time, Charlie. For some basketball fans, NBA games have become too long and too predictable and otherwise not as exciting as perhaps they should be. What is the league proposing to do about that?
Nicknames on the back of the jerseys, including King James for LeBron James. Dwayne Wade wants to have 3 written above the number 3 on his jersey because he's also won 3 rings.
Hmm.
And apparently Ray Allen is going to have Shuttlesworth, which is the character he played in Spike Lee's He Got Game.
That's fine. But they're way behind that now defunct football league, right? That had He Hate Me and stuff like that on the back of the jerseys.
That's the XFL, yes. Yeah, of course, the XFL was ahead of its time in so many ways.
Absolutely. The former owner of London's Fulham Football Club put up a statue of Michael Jackson outside the building, and on Wednesday the statue was removed because, according to the new owner, that's what the team's supporters wanted. Fulham has won just one game of five this season, so I wonder if lifting the curse of Michael Jackson, or at least removing his statue, will help.
It can't hurt. And by the way, just for as an added note, do you know what other team the new owner of Fulham owns?
Probably the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville Free Beer Jaguars.
Maybe they'll put the Michael Jackson statue outside the stadium
and
Jacksonville.
Offer two free beers to Fulham.
Jacksonville.
That works for me.
All right. The Ottawa Run for Heroes Marathon offers a half marathon option, as many do. Last Sunday, Meredith Fitzmaurice lined up with the half marathoners and then finished first in the marathon. How did that happen?
Well, she was. This is great. Meredith Fitzmaurice, one of my new favorite athletes. She was 90 minutes into a half marathon, which is 13.1 miles, obviously. She was 90 minutes into it and realized, wait, I should be done by now. And she checked with an official, and he told her, no, she was running the actual marathon course. So not only did she win, she qualified for next year's Boston Marathon, and I'm going to be at the firehouse with my I'm with Meredith Fitzmaurice sign.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. Charlie, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bill.